Welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Froggy.
Yes, sir.
What is that? What do you got coming up tomorrow, by the way? What's that called again?
That is Trick or Trivia. That's an excellent question. Trick or Trivia tomorrow at the Miami Improv.
Wow. Yeah. So if you want to see Frog Boy in action, he's going to do bits like he does on the show here, which is his daily game show. Mm. We don't know what sound or video could be coming next. It's the mixed bag. The mixed bag is brought to you by Finland.
Yes.
Home of your Florida Panthers.
Winland. Look at Shams on Pat McAfee.
What do you have on Aaron Rodgers, Shams? Punting.
Woo! Well,
so Shams had the audacity to tweet out that the Lakers signed Christian Coloco. And I'm just like, dude, you don't have to tweet everything.
Yeah, it's fine. He'll learn.
You don't have to tweet everything.
Rookie move.
The Lakers can handle that, dude. Trust me when I tell you, nobody's going to be, what do you think you could add to the team? I don't know. Nothing? Anyway, what do you got for us today, Marcos?
I traveled in a time machine, gentlemen. I did it. I have broken the time barriers. I have fast forwarded. Unfortunately, I'm still working on the software, if you will. So I was only able to fast forward to 1:25 p.m. today. And I was able to record Leroy's response for the clip I'm about to play. This is audio I was able to return from my little space adventure there.
Ooh, you see that intangible flying down the field?
Wow. I was able to go in the future and grab that audio. Because I am talking about Iowa sprinter Kalen Walker. Don't think this will get us flagged, so I'm going to be able to play this video here. This happened at halftime. Well, I think this is fine. This happened at halftime of the Iowa game, in which Iowa sprinter Kalen Walker pulled off a 4.15 40-yard dash.
What?
Yes.
Ooh, I mean, he was tangible flying down the field.
Yes,
he was coming.
Yes.
Wow.
For
a second, I thought you said that.
Yeah, right. Sounds about right. Although
he looks like
he's moving fast.
He does.
4.15, and I mean, he seems pretty excited too. So it must be an accomplishment.
Was that like a world record time? Like, why was that the show? I guess I know why it was the show, but like, what made the
and more importantly. If I may, when Iowa struggles to score, why doesn't he have a uniform on?
I don't know.
I'm looking at it now. I know, like I mentioned, it was obviously a part of the halftime show, and I know that he is a collegiate sprinter at the school. Why he was doing it still seems to be
rubbing in the faces of the Iowa offense.
Just see, apparently Iowa must have not been doing well, and he's like,
guys, probably like he ain't big like Fryam Youth.
Yeah, exactly, dude. He's showing more or less that Noah Lyles conversation deserves a little bit more talk than
your boy coaches Iowa, right?
Yeah, Kirk Ferentz.
Yeah, he hates offense.
I mean, he was an offensive line coach. He should be. That happens a lot, though, right? Your expertise that you go into a team with is not the reason why you win.
I don't know.
Just think of my coach that went and coached the 2001 Ravens.
Oh, Billick, yeah.
Billick, yeah. Offensive guru. Couldn't score.
Man.
Now, continuing on in the mixed bag. Yesterday, the Miami Heat were able to defeat the Pistons, even though they didn't hit my parlay. But they did a great job. Yeah, totally great. Honoring D-Wade on his night. Jimmy Butler was asked, which is a potentially ridiculous question if you ask me, but he was asked, have the Heat hit their stride officially? This is what Jimmy Butler had to say.
I just think we're in better shape than a lot of guys around the league. We've always taken pride in that. We get up and down. We get after it in practice. We make sure that we're conditioning all the time. We make sure that we're sharing the ball. And we've just been playing the way that we want to play.
Leroy, I know he's interested in you hitting your parlay, dude. You're very greedy. That was a hell of an answer, though. That did stand out to me in the locker room. He's like, yeah, we're just in better shape than other. We're not playing that great.
That I will say, boy, I don't care who's on the floor. They are running.
Yeah. I mean, they're well rested from their vacation at Atlantis prior to the season beginning. So I'm sure their Royal Caribbean cruise did them well. Right before the season began.
Jimmy has gone to the free throw line 28 times over the last two games.
Yeah, but he's missed like seven free throws.
Not yet. Well, the first the game.
I'm talking about total.
The game in Charlotte, he missed a bunch. Yeah.
Yeah.
He also said yesterday he explained. I asked him about because they had one of those games yesterday where they stole the basketball a lot. And his answer was because he's always been great at stealing the basketball. He's like legit one of the best players in the league at it.
Yep.
And he's just like, yeah, I want everybody on this team to gamble. I want us all to gamble six times a game. Spo's probably going to get mad, but you can only F up twice. He says, if you only F up twice, he can't get that mad at you. And I'm like, no, we can't get that mad at you because you're Jimmy Butler.
but like, Nico, let Jovic try that because he tried to get steals.
Right. He's going to be like, I'm sorry, coach. I was just doing what Jimmy told me to do. He goes, no, not you, big man.
I think more importantly, in order to have a lot of steals like they've been doing, they have to know when they can do it. Right. Like you have to know, hey, you're guarding a guy by yourself. You can't leave him open.
Right.
And so I think what they've done and what they've done a good job of is when they take those opportunities to make steals, it doesn't put them in a bad situation on the defensive end. You know, because it's either really like they had a lot of steals right on the other side of the midcourt where they just rushed the guy. You know, so the timing of it has been great.
Yeah, but I don't know if Spo is going to love his star being like, just gamble. Go out there, do what you want.
But as long as the other four back him up, then you're good.
Yeah, but what? Like, aren't there certain guys who, like Spo has said before, there's Jimmy Butler rules and there's everybody else rules when it comes to defense.
But if Jimmy Butler says it, that means that the other four guys can pick up the slack if somebody gets free. So it's kind of one of those things that, you know, like when we have Bernie on and Bernie say, he tell me, don't block that guy, go out. Mm-hmm. Right. He knows he's free. He better throw me the damn ball. Otherwise, it's going to look terrible for both of us. So it's kind of one of those things that if you're all together on this and you cover for one another, then Spo's not going to mind. But when you start giving up easy buckets because some guy trying to get a steal, then there's a problem.
Gamble. Gamble. You just got to get like four out of six. You can up two. Spo will probably get mad, but if you get four out of six, he can't be too mad. I want all the gambling in the world. That's what I do. I want everybody else to follow suit.
That should probably be the anthem for our show. We want all the gambling in the world.
I wish I got four out of six.
Yeah, but you tried to do 13 leg parlay.
Well, you know,
Jimmy Butler told me to.
I love it. Gamble.
Man, yes.
Gamble. You just got to get like.
Just gamble.
Just gamble, dude. Did you guys see what he did at the end of the game yesterday?
Yeah, he like. You explained it, Marcos. It was really funny.
He tried to steal the ball. The Pistons put the ball down as the clock was expiring. Jimmy Butler tried to steal the ball and then points at the scorer's table like, that's a steal. That's a steal.
They counted it too. I think they went back and took it away because when the first box score came out, he had five steals. And then I looked at night. I was like, oh wait, it went down to four. So I think he initially got it. And then they're like, no, that doesn't count.
No, they reviewed it. And I think he kind of fumbled the ball. But I think had he secured the ball, that would have been a steal.
Wow, that was good. Anything else in the mix bag?
Yes, indeed. Not sure if you guys have noticed the trend of triple jota, ending the games. Spo here talks about how Jaime Jaquez Jr. is fitting well at the end of the game.
When you have Jaime closing with that group, the other four starters at the end, how does he kind of click into place with that group down the stretch?
Yeah, he's kind of, you know, he'll figure it out. He's a basketball player, right? Like, you know, he can play on the ball. You know, he's got a knack for the ball. Defensively, he had a couple really good plays, you know, that... a couple steals down deflections when they're trying to throw it into Harris, and another one where he poked it away. He's a good defensive rebounder. He just has a knack for making the play, you know, at the right time. And then offensively, he's fearless. He's not afraid of anyone or any moment. So yeah, with that unit, he has to play a little bit more off the ball, but he knows how to play off the ball. He can cut. He gets in open spots. His three-point shooting is improving dramatically. And he also can handle. So sometimes I don't want, you know, other guys to burn themselves out. So he can be a de facto point guard at times. He doesn't have to run the whole show, but he knows what I need from him. And he'll get better with everything. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Glad I can help, Coach.
Foot.
He does do the hand on the thing.
All right. I'm out of here. Jaime has looked good. The shot has looked good. His jump, his 3-point shot has looked really good. He, of course, he's got that beautiful footwork. You know, just I love seeing that.
Good footwork.
I love when he gets somebody small on him.
Yeah.
And they back him down. Like, yeah, that's a bucket.
Sucker, dude. Just ridiculous. By the way, you know he's probably going to get a lot of love this weekend because he played in Mexico City on Saturday.
Oh,
wow. Yep.
International South Florida sports going on right now.
Yep, it's international weekend, dude.
I am liking that.
A lot of foreign lands. You got the
thing out. Diggs is out for the year.
Who is?
Ooh,
Stephon Diggs.
Oh wow!
Yikes!
All right. How about this? Oh, another. We got a Shams bomb.
Oh,
here's what he has tweeted out: the cast for season 2 of Netflix's Starting Five.
Hmm?
Tyrese Halliburton.
Oh,
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Young crew.
Jaylen Brown.
Oh.
Fat bum James Harden.
Okay, hold on. Did they say? Okay.
Yeah, he tweeted
exactly
that
exactly what they said.
All right.
And Kevin Durant.
Ooh, and which Twitter account?
All of them, I think.
Oh, yeah.
That's the number one thing the show's got to show is like, hey, how many accounts?
This guy's got an operation, like 20 TV screens, 4 different keyboards.
Oh, man. That is the mixed bag. We'll take a break. Wrap things up on the other side. Back after this.